Yesterday, President Obama announced he would leave 9,000 American troops in Afghanistan through the end of the year. But millions of veterans who served in both Afghanistan and Iraq have come home, and many are facing a tough transition, finding a new job or starting a new career. Congress is trying to help, sending veterans to the farm. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, here's Harvest Public Media's Abby Wendell.
Sarah Creech has a master's degree in nursing and 16 years of experience in the field, including a stint as an Air Force surgery nurse during the Iraq War. Like one in five veterans of that war, Creech came home with PTSD. She said when she tried to return to nursing in the private sector, her depression and anxiety became so severe she felt like she was dangerous to her patients.
My sister one day was like, "What are you going to do with your life?" And I told her I had no idea. I said, "I just want to buy a farm and move out to the middle of nowhere and just get away from everything."
Creech got her wish, thanks to the 2014 Farm Bill. The legislation names veterans as a distinct class of beginning farmer within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That means veterans are eligible for low-interest rate loans to buy animals and equipment, they can apply for grants to build onto their farm, and they can receive extra payments to implement conservation practices on their land. Veterans also get priority preference when it comes to the USDA's support for beginning farmers, ahead of non-veterans and minority farmers.
More than anything, it's just an acknowledgement.
Michael O'Gorman is the founder of the Farmer Veteran Coalition, a nonprofit organization that helps veterans start careers in agriculture. O'Gorman says the legislation is compensation for the time veterans took away from their own goals to serve.
You know, the veterans don't want a handout, but it'd be nice to go to the front of a few lines because even if one did come home unharmed, many of them didn't, they still took years out of a normal development of a career.
The Farm Bill also sets aside close to $1 million for programs that train veterans to become farmers. It's a tiny part of the half-trillion-dollar bill, but it's meant as a first step.
It's an absolute natural fit.
Karis Gutter is the USDA's first military veterans agriculture liaison. The legislation created his position to connect veterans and the nonprofits serving them with the USDA's resources. The USDA hopes these programs are a wise investment. About 2.5 million veterans have returned home from Iraq and Afghanistan, and nearly half of them come from rural counties. A department report from 2013 showed that they have more education and technical training than their non-veteran peers. Gutter says they also bring unique skills from their military experience.
Many of our men and women who've served the country come from rural America and get training to work with their hands and have a natural instinct for entrepreneurship.
Sarah Creech is proof. 3 years ago, she quit her job as a nurse and used her savings account and support from her family to buy a foreclosed farmhouse on 43 acres of land in rural Indiana.
A lot of people call chickens the gateway animal.
She started out planting an orchard of fruit trees, apples, peaches, cherries, and pears. She added berry bushes and vegetables. And then she bought her first chickens.
Once you have a chicken on a farm, then you end up getting sheep on the farm, and then you end up getting horses, and it just explodes from there.
This year, Creech's Blue Yonder Organic Farm received $21,000 from the USDA because of her veteran status. She's using the money to improve the quality of her soil and build a hoop house, which hopefully will lengthen her growing season and increase her profits. But that's not her priority. In many ways, she says the work pays for itself.
I am getting out of bed every day, and I am doing my chores every day, and I'm taking care of animals every day. Like, people are relying on me. I don't know where my life is going to take me, but I feel like I'm on the right path.
And Creech says she wants to help other vets find their path, too. She hosts veterans groups at Blue Yonder for week-long workshops to give them a taste of life on the farm. For Here and Now, I'm Abby Wendell.